The value of a solid Catholic education? Well, it's immeasurable. And the dedication of their faculty and staff, along with parent support, is the difference that excel their students. Now, many are familiar with the Chesterton Academy of the Mid-Willamette Valley. And how valuable would it be to have access, well, a little further north? The Chesterton Academy of St. Anthony of Padua is getting off the ground with plans to have a campus near Vancouver. And joining me today to tell us more about it is Jennifer Cassidy, one of the parent organizers. Good morning, Jennifer. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, Jennifer, as a parent who's had children in Catholic education at various programs, what does it mean to you to have so many great options for Catholic education?
Well, we have been very blessed. My husband and I have 8 children, ages 22 to 8, and they have been at some amazing schools here in the Portland metropolitan area. We've been very happy with them. We saw Chesterton and saw something really special there that is a great option for parents here in the Portland metropolitan area. And what we loved about Chesterton is that it has a classical integrated education that is rooted in the incarnation of Christ. So it has a beautiful Catholic framework for everything that they do and access to daily sacraments. So Mass and confession are what students are able to participate in during the day, in addition to their academic and social and other pursuits.
Well, it's wonderful to hear how our Catholic faith is the really cornerstone of all that we do, and most importantly, in the lives and education of our children. Jennifer, you mentioned that Chesterton Academy is a classical education. Kind of explain that a little bit more to our listeners.
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that one. A classical education means that students are exposed to material through the original works. So students are reading Homer, they're reading Virgil, they're reading Augustine, they're studying early civilization through the Middle Ages and in order. You know, they start at the beginning and they're coming through modern times. Each class, they're studying literature, history, philosophy, theology, language, they're doing math and sciences in a rigorous way. And each class is integrated so that what they're studying in literature, they're also touching on in their theology class, in their math class, in their science class. So we're building pegs of knowledge in the brain where kids can come back and say, oh, we referenced that in this class, and it's making more sense to them. They're seeing it not just as a part of something that is a part of everything else, but something that is integrated into the whole of the truth that God has given us.
Well, Jennifer, I think that's fantastic. So often I hear from even my own children who say, I don't understand, you know, how I'm going to use this or where I'll ever need it again. But with something integrated like this, boy, they really have an ability to connect. Well, this is what I'm learning in math, and this is why it was so important in my philosophy class or my language class. It's a really excellent program. Jennifer Cassidy is joining me today. She is one of the parent organizers of what is hoping to be the next Chesterton Academy of St. Anthony of Padua, hopefully opening here north of the river close to Vancouver and very close to the Portland area. Jennifer, where are you at now in the process of opening this school?
Well, we have our social media set up so people can find us at ChestertonSt.Anthony.org. And we're looking for our location. So we have somebody actively trying to find a spot that will work for us and be accessible easily to families. We're launching our fundraising efforts, and we are searching out a headmaster who will then do the hiring of staff for students to be here with us in the fall of 2022.
So fall of 2022 will hopefully be a freshman class, or do we know if there'll be maybe 4 classes available for parents and families?
Great question. That's a great question, Brenda. We are opening to all 4 classes.
Okay.
So freshmen through seniors.
Oh, fantastic. Well, in order to get something like this off the ground, which is a huge undertaking, well, we're trying to let the community know, and you want to let parents know about some of these options, and you have some events coming up so that way families can find out more information. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
We're really excited to invite parents to some information nights where we'll be going over our curriculum in a lot more detail and answering any questions that people have so that they can also meet me and the other families who are starting this. So January 8th at 7, February 12th at 7, and March 12th, same time. And we'll be in Vancouver. They'll be able to find out more about the event at our website, RSVP, and then we'll be telling them what the location is for those information sessions.
All right, perfect. Well, as the months go by and as these open houses go by, I know that there will be more information to be learned. So perhaps if you come to an early one, you definitely want to check it out again and keep up to date. Jennifer, is there a place again where parents can go to read more about Chesterton Academy and read more about what you hope to plan in the coming weeks and months ahead?
Yes, we have a website, and that address is ChestertonSt.Anthony.org. ChestertonSt.Anthony.org.
All right, fantastic. Well, we wish you all of the best and hope that very soon we'll be able to connect again and you'll have more details about the start date and where kids are going to be attending school in the area. Jennifer, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much, Brenda.
And again, that is Jennifer Cassidy. She is one of the parent organizers of the Chesterton Academy of St. Anthony of Padua. I will be sure to add a link to the podcast of this interview so that way you can get directly to their webpage and also find out all of the details of their upcoming open houses. In order to find those podcasts, all you need to do is download the Hail Mary Media app or go to our webpage at materdayradio.com.